They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. Jeremiah 17:8. The first time I became consciously aware that my root was imbalanced, it showed up as high blood pressure. I was having crazy headaches every day. I was stressed at work, and if I'm honest, I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. My doctor was quick to inform me that my blood pressure was elevated, and she offered an easy solution to the problem: medicine. I told her I didn't have high blood pressure, and she had an answer for that too. She reminded me that high blood pressure ran in my family. This was information provided by me on my intake form nearly 10 years prior. And because several members of my line were diagnosed with high blood pressure, she deduced that it was true for me as well. "Just take these pills for 10 days and see how you feel," she said. To which I responded, "But I don't have high blood pressure." "See how you feel after 10 days and then we'll talk it out," she replied. "But I do not have high blood pressure. I am, however, having a really stressful time at work," I said. "Well, I'll take you off work for 10 days, try out the medicine, and see how it goes," she retorted. "But I do not have high blood pressure," I stated more firmly than before. "Stacy, I know that you don't want to take the medication, but there is a family history and your blood pressure is high. 10 days is not that long. Then we'll assess where you are and take it from there," she replied, handing me the script. She decided that she knew what was best for me even more than I did. And even though I was the one who had been living in this body for nearly 4 decades, I left the office feeling deflated, defeated, and invisible. Needless to say, I never filled that script. I was able to get my blood pressure under control with daily meditation, but it wasn't long before I developed a new symptom. This time it was pain and inflammation in my tailbone. Instinctively, I knew that this was not a physical condition, but I was conditioned to seek medical advice because that's what we do when something shows up in our physical bodies, right? By this time, I had switched doctors because my longtime primary care physician was not interested in what I had to say. So my new doctor ordered an x-ray, although I assured her that my problem was energetic. As I predicted, the x-ray showed no signs of injury or trauma. There was no medical explanation for the pain in my tailbone, so she prescribed 800 milligrams of Motrin, you know, for the pain and inflammation. I didn't take the pills, of course, but I did increase my meditation time. And that worked for a while, but eventually it stopped working too. See, the problem I was having was energetic, but meditation was not going to cure it. Not because meditation is ineffective, but because I was putting a Band-Aid on something that was vying for deeper inquiry. My root was out of balance. I had detached from my power, I was out of touch with my pussy, and my relationship with my womb was non-existent. This is a common theme that I see often with the women I work with: weak roots. An unbalanced root can wreak havoc on your entire life, particularly your body. It shows up in subtle ways, a cold or a flu, but that's not unusual because flu season is a thing, right? We can easily explain away the little things with crowd conditioning, but there's often something more involved going on. Root imbalances that go on for too long can lead to more severe issues like constipation, which is really common in women, by the way, irritable bowels, back pain, herniated discs, chronic fatigue, and autoimmune disorders, and that's just to name a few. The root chakra is the energy center that houses survival instincts. It corresponds with the bones, legs, feet, rectum, and your pussy lives here too. It's also the base for every other energy center, which means it also corresponds with the immune system, physical energy, material needs, and your sense of security. Your immune system becomes compromised when you're stressed because your physical well-being is tied to your emotional well-being, and your emotional well-being is tied to your energetic well-being, and your energetic well-being is regulated in the root. When the root is imbalanced, you lose your footing. You begin to feel out of sorts, ungrounded, and disconnected. It's not unusual for women with root imbalances to experience fluctuation in weight or to develop eating disorders. The root is vital to your existence in every way. One of the things that nearly every one of my clients that presents with root imbalances seem to have in common is a disconnection with her womb and her pussy. Why do you think that is? For starters, the collective root consciousness, aka society, has a wounded perception of pussy. We've been conditioned to believe that it's dirty, that we should mask our scent because it's nasty, that we should wear panties to conceal it, that we should be ashamed if we pleasure it, that we should pretend that it doesn't make us feel good unless the circumstances are proper, i.e., heterosexual marriage. But here's the thing. You cannot be grounded in your root if you ignore your pussy. You cannot fully embody your womanhood if you do not have a relationship with your entire body, especially your womb and your pussy. Your pussy is the gateway to your power center. Your pussy is just one of the ways that you are designed to receive. And when you're feeling unsafe and insecure, you're detached from your pussy, even if you're still fucking. And when you're detached from your pussy, you sever your ability to receive. Do you see the connection? Can you see how your money and your pussy are connected? Do you see how your work and your pussy are connected? Do you see how your home life, your relationship with your family, your connection to your tribe, your religious beliefs, political opinions, social affiliations, and your beliefs around your worth and value, it's all connected to your pussy. Connecting to your root and clearing up any knots and kinks will shift everything in your life. The challenges you face with money, work, and relationships won't vanish into thin air, and Trump will still be on his way to the White House, but how you navigate these experiences will be different. Getting intimate with every aspect of your feminine changes you on a cellular level. A woman who's connected and grounded into herself moves through the world in a different way. Her confidence is palpable. You can feel her energy buzzing, even if you connect with her online. And that doesn't mean she doesn't struggle. It doesn't mean that her money is always right, or that she's in love with her job, or that her relationship is perfect. But what it does mean is that her foundation is not easily unsettled. She isn't constantly hunting for validation. She doesn't need someone to tell her that she's beautiful to know that she's beautiful. She doesn't judge the ebb because she knows the flow is inevitable. Getting up close and personal with your pussy will create magic in your life. This is one of the most important components of self-love for women. A woman who truly loves herself is unstoppable. She might pause sometimes, but she can't stop, won't stop. Period.